people who in hiding confess these words, knowing that their life or the lives of someone they love are endangered. These six words propel them forward in a confession of faith. These are the words that Dietrich Bonhoeffer spoke to a group of seminarians who were in hiding, living under intense persecution. These are the foundational words. We'll hold on to these even unto death. These are the words that are proclaimed today because they are the foundation of our faith. And in these very words, we are reminded of who we are in Christ and that we are moving forward as the people of God because of these words. They propel us forward and the Holy Christian Church on earth as well. St. Paul said that if these words are not true, we are to be, remember what he says? Pitied. You're to be pitied if these words are not true. To gather together week after week for something that's not true. He says, you're to be pitied. But he says these six words are true. Now, if they're not true, then Pastor Lucky is wasting his time here and your money and time and service. If the pastors before do not stake their faith on these words, then you are to be pitied. We are to be pitied. These six words are not true, then think of the chocolate bunny industry. They would have nothing to sell. We'd have nothing to eat. If these six words are not true, then death has the final word. But these six words are true, and we stake our lives on these words now and eternally. Years ago, my father gave me a pocket watch. If any of you are familiar with the old pocket watches, they're kind of heavy, kind of big, kind of cumbersome, but thus the value of overalls. Because Grandpa could put it in there and button it up, you know. He had that watch. It didn't work. But Dad gave it to me and said, this is a memento from your grandfather, 1922. He had this made in Columbus, Indiana. And so I want to give it to you. And so I didn't do anything with it. And my wife Beth said, well, why don't you see if a jeweler can fix that and get that thing running again? I'm like, okay, fine. So I go to a jeweler and he says, I can make this run. I think it's going to be fine. And so he did. He cleaned it up and it was all fine. No, if there are any parts he would have needed, he wouldn't have found them, but everything worked fine. Over 100 years old. And he made it run. So I thought that I gave it to my son, and I thought he should have some information about who gave this, but where I got it from and where my dad got it from his father. So passed down to four generations. So I do a little work in the history, reread some of the history that our family has prepared, and I find out who these people were that were my ancestors that came over from Germany long, long, long ago to Columbus, Indiana. And there's an interesting phrase that's used. Most often they say this is when the person was born and this is when the person died. But there was a newspaper article about my grandfather's passing. See the word I used? His passing. Grandpa Nolding didn't die on that date. He passed away. So I get the Statesman Journal. And so I read some of the obituaries. And this is what they say. Last of the greatest generation passed away. She passed away peacefully at home. She passed away at an assisted living facility. Oh, this one. He was ushered into God's presence. That's good. He went home to be with Jesus. What people believe about the resurrection of Jesus can oftentimes be illustrated in these few words. Most of the disciples would agree that he was dead. He didn't pass away. Jesus said that in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. So, where is the after in the hereafter? Where are we passing on to? Wherever Jesus is, we are. Today, tomorrow, and forever. In the Father's, there is a place, and Jesus is there, and we will be with him, and the saints who have died are with him as well. Wherever Jesus is, that's where we will be. So we're going to say the creed in a few minutes. Talk about the resurrection of the dead, life everlasting. And what happens next?